A double catastrophe hits Pakistan's Swat Valley. Gospel warriors bring peace to a troubled area in the United States. And an internship could open the door to worldwide missions. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Pakistan issued fresh flood warnings yesterday, bracing for more bad weather and waterborne disease. It's a double catastrophe for the survivors in the Swat Valley area who've already lost their homes to the Taliban. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says in the last round, it was the Christians who received the least help.
They asked people to identify themselves, show their ID cards, and then Muslims were given more help to get out of the area than Christians were. So, you know, now here we are in this situation with the flood, and we pray that that's not the situation that Christians will face this time, where the government favors Muslims in the distribution of aid.
VOM is still assessing their response, although action packs will likely be a part of it. Why?
I think this can be a time of outreach and a time of growth in the church. I believe that comes with Christian people going and ministering and getting their hands dirty to help in what's really a desperate situation.
Next, on September 11th, for the 9-year anniversary of the terror attacks in the United States, one Florida church is calling for Christians to burn a Quran, Islam's holiest book. Carl Muller of Open Doors USA is outraged by this plan and says it's the opposite of what Christians are called to do.
It truly flies in the face of Jesus' command to love our enemies. And Muslims, when they're shown love by Christians, they do come to faith in Jesus Christ. And the best way to defeat a terrorist from an eternal perspective is not to kill him, but to win him or her to Jesus Christ.
Mueller believes this day will send the message that Christians hate Muslims, and he fears that Muslim extremists will target the persecuted church.
Frankly, the actions of a few buffoonish people, just as a publicity stunt, will not impact us here in America very much at all. But the real focus we want to draw people's attention to is the impact on the Christians in those countries around the world where Christians are vulnerable.
Open Doors is joining their voice to the National Association of Evangelicals in their opposition to this campaign. There are details at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. After a change in plans, a group of Native American teens with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries ended up in a violent area. Gunfire could be heard during their first night at Buffalo Creek Reservation in New York. The group couldn't get a hold of their contacts and had no time to get permission to evangelize. Despite the group's initial fear and discouragement, on night two, 27 people committed their lives to Christ, and on night three, over a third of their audience came to know the Lord. Pray for these new warriors. Meanwhile, many are coming to faith in Christ as Words of Hope broadcast their radio programs in the Bari language in Ye, Sudan. Partnering with Bishop Anthony Pogo, he's helping to expand their coverage area. Words of Hope's Lita Young says,
"We are reaching out to the people of Kajikeji and the surrounding areas through 4 hours of radio programs every week, through the voice of Kajikeji FM and through Grace FM."
But there's more people coming to Christ than the bishop anticipated.
Response to Words of Hope's Bari programs has surprised him and revealed the existence of hundreds of Bari and Kuku believers in places he hadn't even realized existed.
Some Bari immigrants living as far away as Australia have heard of these broadcasts and requested copies. DeYoung says,
"We praise God for this continuing open door using privately run radio stations, and the impact of these programs is growing."
And are you thinking about joining the mission field but not really ready to make a long-term commitment? Why not try an internship? The Mission Society recently introduced several new internship opportunities. Interns have to be at least 19, but have the opportunity to work in the U.S., East Asia, France, Ghana, Kenya, Peru, and many other areas. You can check out our website for more details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as many others? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.